A port to the future. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
That's one of the reasons I think this is going to benefit not only industry, but the agricultural economy of the Northwest Tennessee as well.
Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen yesterday, as he and several other state and local officials broke ground on the much-anticipated port of Cates Landing in Lake County.
The opportunity existed for a multimodal terminal, basically using the Mississippi River and the transportation that affords, putting a terminal in there, and that will cause industry to relocate to that area. There are access to the river, the rail access that goes with that, the highway access now with the 69, and those things coming together, I think it's going to make that a very attractive part of our state for industrial development.
Now, plans call for a 9,000-foot dredge channel on the Mississippi and a general-purpose terminal along the river, which will allow barges to be loaded or unloaded year-round. When fully developed, the port could cover over 500 acres that may include ethanol and biodiesel plants, and that's something of interest to many farmers like Dyer County's Malcolm Birchfield.
This port facility will give us an opportunity to maybe export some more of our grain, as well as they're talking about possibly putting in biofuels plants, ethanol plants, or biodiesel plants down there to process and help make fuel.
You know, having a terminal right on the Mississippi River that can draw from the entire Midwest, really, I think makes it a very attractive spot to locate these plants.
Now, the Northwest Tennessee Regional Port Authority, which is made up of officials from Lake, Dyer, and Obion counties, has been working to secure the port for a number of years. Construction's now underway, and the $20 million project is expected to be completed in 2008. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.